T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, 646 now. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Three big things.
Three.
Documentary on Wichita's Joyland Park airs on KPTS television.
Two.
Dozens of animals are seized from a home in Bel Air. Dogs, cats, chickens, and rats.
One.
Butler County authorities investigating death of a baby left in a car. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volumes in Wichita starting to pick up in a few places, so be careful. We're seeing some heavier traffic around that north junction, I-135, I-235, and K-96. Looking now especially southbound I-135 up around 37th Street. Some pretty heavy traffic there. Traffic update from 98.7, 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 78 degrees. 30% chance for rain and storms tonight. Overnight low 58. Wednesday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 77. Now mostly cloudy. South wind at 7 miles per hour. 56 degrees. When you're thinking about Father's Day, forget about the necktie. Get him a hat from Hatman Jack's. Go see why people from around the nation make Hatman Jack's their destination. At the clock tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's. 647, Steve and Ted. And we have the Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. And we're going to cash it out today. Right, we're the final results. What is your favorite cookout item to grill? Shrimp and fish come in with a zero.
Bubkas.
How about sushi?
Not your favorite. Veggies, only 2%.
Think about it, Ted.
Yeah. Pork, 7%. Chicken comes in at 14%. Burgers and hot dogs, 29%, and steaks at 48%.
Yeah, steak holding the steady lead in this poll pretty much all the way.
Steak, the big winner. Today's new question.
If we could only get Americans to agree on 48% of anything.
That'd be nice.
But apparently steak is what the front runner.
Yeah. Well, there's been some overwhelming things that people agree on. But is steak on the grill. Is this a good sample of America, though,
It's a sample of who is visiting our website.
Yeah. Well, of the seven listeners,
we have more than that, Don.
Okay. Sorry.
In spite of what you do every day.
I know. I usually bring it down.
Today's new question. Father's Day is June 16th. How will you celebrate? Take Dad out for a meal? Or a nice card? Or simple quality time together? I bet you that's the one. And fire up the grill. Those are the choices. Go to the webpage. KNSSradio.com.
And then what will you cook?
If you would like to participate.
Veggies and shrimp.
This exciting Steve and Ted poll.
For the 2% that.
All right. Stocks starting off the week in the green.
We're on the longest winning streak in more than a year for the U.S. markets. The Dow Jones Industrial seeing gains of 78 points. That's higher by a third of 1%. The S&P 500 also advancing by 0.5%. And a rally today for the tech-heavy NASDAQ up over 1%. So the Dow is on its longest winning streak, six straight days of gains. And today it was all about averting the Mexico tariffs, thanks to that deal that President Trump hailed on Friday night with Mexico. Also, mega mergers with the largest merger of the year, $100 billion plus, with Raytheon and United Tech getting together. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Susan Lee, Fox News.
KNSS News time exactly 6:50 now. Time for Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. Getting paid to borrow money.
Doesn't that sound like a deal?
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, back in 2009, Sweden's central bank did it, as did the European Central Bank, the ECB, in 2014. Both used a very unconventional monetary strategy that had never before been implemented by a major bank. They eased into negative interest rates. The ECB's deposit rate initially declined to negative 0.2%, and by the end of 2015, government-issued debt had negative yields. But why, you ask? Well, when we borrow money from a bank, we expect to pay interest at a negotiated rate. When a negative rate policy tool is deployed, the bank pays the borrower to borrow money. Negative interest rates are a dramatic measure to stop an economy from spiraling into deflation. Very dangerous. When the economy is tough, businesses and individuals will park their cash, hoping to wait out the bad economy. This renders a huge amount of cash inactive, and it can weaken an economy even more. That money is not changing hands, being taxed, or creating profits. It makes the perception of a bad economy even worse. And when an economy slows down, prices tend to drop. So rather than spending on that big item now, I'm going to keep my money in the bank and gamble that the product will be cheaper to buy when the economy turns. If the ECB penalizes banks for keeping money in their central bank, they are incentivized to pull cash out and begin to put it to work with cheap lending, free lending. When money is borrowed by individuals and businesses, it's spent and economies begin to thrive again. Negative interest rates seems counterproductive, but in dire situations, central banks will do what they can to stop rampant deflation. That's sort of their job. And, of course, if you have any questions on this or other strategies, give me a call, number 634-2222.
And, Don, we were talking about the airing of the documentary about Joyland Park
here
in Wichita.
Oh, man, yeah.
I frankly did not get to see much of it. I did get to see a good deal of television time devoted to reading names and asking for pledges, but I didn't see a whole lot of the documentary. About 30 seconds is all I could get.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, you were a kid growing up. You were in California. You don't know about Joyland, but it occurs to me that you were in Northern California, so you didn't have Disneyland up there.
We didn't have Disneyland, but my dad grew up in Los Angeles. He went to Hollywood High, of all places.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. And Grandma Dell and Grandpa Grant lived on Laurel Canyon Boulevard, Little Laurel Canyon.
Yeah.
And every year, we would take the drive down to L.A. and stay with Grandma Dell and Grandpa Grant and go to Disneyland.
Nice.
And I swear I could not sleep the night before.
Oh, no.
And Grandpa Grant had in his bureau, he had all, you know, then you bought tickets. You didn't get like a wristband. Yeah. You bought tickets.
Right.
And remember the e-ticket. I still have one e-ticket. I should frame it, but he would pull out these books of tickets, and he had a bunch of A's and B's, you know, left over. All the E tickets, for the most part, were gone. Then he would buy more that day. And I remember one year he was so afraid. You know, he was getting older. He was in his early 80s, I think, and he was so afraid driving the four grandkids. He got a ticket on the Anaheim Freeway going too slow. Because he had these four kids in the car, you know, and he was scared. Well, Grandma Dell drove us back. But anyway.
When I visited Disneyland the first time, I was, I think, six or seven. And we also went to a park called Knott's Berry Farm.
Oh, yeah.
And I really liked that.
That was fun.
It was kind of like Silver Dollar City down in Branson. A little bit.
Well, I tell you one thing. Knott's, they're all very sophisticated now. But Knott's still puts on a thing that I went to as in my 20s when I lived in Santa Monica. We would go there. It was called Knott's Scary Farm.
Oh,
and it was over Halloween period. And that was really, really good. They know how to do it up there. So,
right.
But
today we're celebrating National Corn on the Cob Day, also known in different regions as pole corn, corn stick, sweet pole, butter pop, or long maize.
Or toilet paper.
It's a sweet corn that is picked.
Sorry. Oh, that's just
when the kernels are still tender when it's in the milk stage. Mmm, yummy. Yeah. I'm a huge fan of, or as we call them, roasting ears, right?
You know, I didn't see. Was there roasted corn at the Riverfest this
year?
I didn't see it.
Oh, I'm a huge fan.
It is good.
Some butter on there and some salt. Yeah. And away
Hello.
You go.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Corn on the Cob Day. 6:55. Thanks, guys. 6:55. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up 7 o'clock, top of the hour, all the news with Steve and Ted, including a number of animals seized at Bel Air, at a home in Bel Air. That story, more news coming up at 7. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!